Welcome to Torah Timach Hanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalvi Friedman, and today we'll be studying Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Yud Dalet, the 14th Perek. If you remember, Perek Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet really go hand in hand, as they both form the Masa, the vision regarding the downfall of the Babylonian Empire. Perek Yud Dalet focuses mainly on this vision about Babel, and then in the end we will see there is also a vision regarding the Plishtim. Perek Yud Gimel ended describing the downfall of the once glamorous Babylonian Empire. Here we'll continue on the theme, but the focus really begins with Hashem turning to his people, Am Yisrael. Pasuk Aleph tells us, Ki Yirachem Hashem es Yaakov, u'bachar od b'Yisrael, because Hashem has mercy on Yaakov, and once again he chose Am Yisrael. V'hinicham Alad Masam, and he returned them to put them in their land. V'nilva hager alehem, v'nisfechu al Beit Yaakov. And non-Jews would join amongst them. They'll be converts, and they'll be gathered, the whole house of Israel. We often understand the two different names of the Jewish people, Yaakov and Yisrael, as a reference of the two different types of Jews. Maybe Yaakov is the hamonam, the general populace, the masses, whereas Yisrael are the people who are more righteous, who are deserving. And maybe, says the Malbim, this pasuk is telling us that the return of the Jewish people after the fall of the Babylonian Empire to rebuild the second Beis HaMikdash during the time of Choresh of Cyrus, the people who return will be those who deserve it, Yisrael, as well as those who don't deserve it, the people of Yaakov. However, the Radak says if this pasuk is describing a return of the Jewish people and in addition, the conversion of many non-Jews who join in with the Jewish people, that simply cannot be referring to the time of the Second Temple. Because in the Second Temple period, when the Jewish people came back during Bais Sheni, there were no converts and people didn't join the Jews. In fact, the Jewish people were not the most prestigious and the most aspirational of all nations at the time. And thus, the way the Radak reads this pasuk is that it's referring to two different times. Ki Yirachem Hashem es Yaakov is a reference to Bais Sheni, the second Beis HaMikdash. Hashem will have mercy on Yaakov and bring them back. And at the end of days, there will be another returning, just like the one to rebuild the second temple, when we go home and rebuild the third temple. And that is Ubachar Od, the Yisrael. And then again, God will choose Yisrael when we will all be worthy of it. And he will return us to our land. And there we will have, even non-Jews will join us as we once again are restored to our former glory all the way back in the time of the first Beis HaMikdash. And Pasuk Beis tells us, Ulekachum amim v'haviyum el mekomam. The other nations will take us and return us to our place. This is one of many places in Yeshayahu where the idea of the Jews going back to Eretz Yisrael is accompanied with a vision of the non-Jews, not just allowing them to go back, but actively bringing them back and being participants in the journey of Am Yisrael back to Eretz Yisrael. But it's not just that the non-Jews will allow us to return or they will bring us back, but there'll be an even higher level between us and the non-Jews, as it says, "V'hit nachalum beis Yisrael al admas Hashem la'avadim u'leshvachot," that they will be for us, the people who oppressed us, maybe the Babylonians, will be for us as maid servants and slaves. "V'yushovim leshoveihem," they will capture those who previously had captured them. "V'radu benogseihem," and they will have dominion over the people who once oppressed them. So as we look at this perek with the ambiguity of all of Yeshayahu, perhaps it's referring to Bais Sheni, perhaps it's referring to the end of days. Pasuk Gimel tells us something that we hope and yearn for today. V'haya b'yom heniach Hashem lacha, me'atzbacha u'miragzecha, Hashem will give you rest, will appease you from all of your sadness and your hard work, min ha'avodah kasha, from your oppression, asher u'badbach, for those who have oppressed you and made you work so hard. And as we're dwelling peacefully in our land, we're not oppressed, and we have the luxury of peace, we will turn back to he who oppressed us. V'nasata ha-mashal hazeh al melech Bavel. You will turn and you will say a mashal, a parable, to this, the king of Bavel. V'amarta, and you'll say, and listen to this parable. Ech shavata noges shavta medahava. How could it be the oppressor has come to an end, and that his money or his arrogance, depending on how you translate it, has come to an end? And Mashal says the Radak is something which doesn't make sense. It's a riddle. And you're going to turn to our enemies and say, let me tell you a riddle. The Jewish people are home and our enemies are destroyed. It doesn't make any logical, sane sense, and yet here we are. Is Shover Hashem Mater Hashem. Hashem destroys the staff of wicked people. Shevet Moshlim. Nacha Shakta Kol Haaretz. And now the land is at state of peace. It is resting. Petzchu Rina. And as a result, it bursts out in joy. The Malbim says that the clarity and the calm that's going to come after the oppression of exile will be so powerful that it's almost as if we will forget that we were in exile at all. What comes next is a fascinating little piece which describes Nebuchadnezzar arriving in Gehinnom. His life is over and he goes back to the dark place where he belongs. As it says in Pasuk Tes, Sha'ol mitachas ragzalacha likras bo'echa. The lower worlds all tremble from below you and they greet you when you arrive down there. Orer lecha refa'im. All the mighty warriors or the giants are awakened by you when you arrive. Remember that Nebuchadnezzar was such a famously wicked person. So everybody wakes up from Gehinnom in order to greet him as he comes there. Kol atode aretz hekim mikis otam kol malchei goyim. All the different kings from all the different nations get up out of their thrones in order to greet this evil man, Nebuchadnezzar, as he arrives to join them down there. Pasuk Yod, kulam ya'anu v'yomru elecha. All of them will answer, and they will say, gam ata chuleisa? Kamonu elenu? Is it true that you're just like us? We thought that you were above us. We thought you were so scary and so powerful and so mighty that you wouldn't have the same outcome as us. But look at us. In death, you and I are the same. Because Pasuk Yud Aleph says, Hurad sha'ol go'onecha. Your arrogance has come with you to the grave. Hemis nevalecha. And the noise of your lutes, your music, is also coming with you. The Radak says, because there's no reason to celebrate anymore. You're not such an important person. Tachtecha yutzarima. Despite your royal clothing in this life, when you go to the next life, underneath you is going to be a bed of maggots, and above you is going to be a covering of worms. How did you fall down all the way from heaven? We thought you were so important, you were up in heaven, but you fell all the way down, a beautiful star. Nigdata la'eretz. You were cut down from the land and you were brought down from the nations. Because Nebuchadnezzar, you used to think that you were above it all. Ata marta bilvavcha. You said in your head, in your heart, Hashamayim e'ele mimal lekoch ve'el arim kisi. I will go up to heaven. I will be as important as up there in heaven. Ve'yishev bahar moed be'yir kasei tzafon. I will sit up there in those very high places. And one of the things which we're starting to see from this parak is there's a parallel between going up and going down. The place that Nebuchadnezzar is down at the end of his life. He goes down, down into the shoal, into the grave. But what he had thought was that he would go all the way up. And this image of going up and coming down, Chazal pick up on, because they tell us, actually, Nebuchadnezzar was a descendant of Nimrod. We know who Nimrod was. Nimrod was the leader of the people during Migdal Bavel, also the Babylonian, the theme of Bavel. But this isn't the Babylonian Empire. These were the people who, just after the generation of Noach, they tried to build a tower all the way to reach God. And this idea of building up a tower and building up, we can hear in the words here in Pasuk Yud Gimel, where he says, E'ele Hashamayim, I will go up to heaven. Nebuchadnezzar, just like his ancestor Nimrod, thought he could conquer Hashem, but in the end, he fell down. And that's actually what the name Nimrod means. Nimrod, on the one hand, has the word mered, which means to rebel, but it also has the word yarad, which is to go down. And this irony of what he thinks he could be versus what he really is, well, that parallel of Nimrod's irony is mirrored once again here in Nebuchadnezzar's irony. Pasuk Yud Dalet is really the emphasis of his arrogance. He says, "E'ele al bamatei av, I will go up all the way onto a cloud. Adame le'elyon, I'm basically a god. I'm a demigod. Ach, but Hashem says, El sha'ol turad, el yarkasei bor. But at the end of the day, you're just going to go down into the grave. You're going to go into the deepest pits of the netherworld because of your wickedness. Ro'echa, and those who see you, in that deflated form in the world to come, yashgichu elecha v'yitbonenu. They're going to pay close attention, and they're going to say, ha'ish hazeh margiz ha'aretz mar'ish mamlachot. Is this really the guy who we were so terrified of, who terrified the whole entire world? The famous English poet Shelley has a beautiful poem called Ozymandias, which describes a traveler traveling to an antique land. He goes to an ancient place and he sees the remainders of what was once an incredible sculpture, a marble sculpture of a god. I saw two vast and trunkless legs of stone stand in the desert. Near them on the sand, half sunk, a shattered visage lies, whose frown and wrinkled lip and sneer of cold command tell that its sculptor well those passions read. He sees this image, which was once a terrifying face, but now it's just a piece of broken marble lying on the floor. And underneath is a pedestal. And on it are the words, my name is Ozymandias, King of Kings. Look on my works, ye mighty, in despair. And the irony of this once powerful king thinking that he was going to last forever. But, says Shelley, nothing beside remains. Round the decay of that colossal wreck, boundless and bare, the lone and level sands stretch far away. And as I read Yeshayahu Perek Yudalad, I can hear the same image of this mighty warrior who thought he was going to go up and conquer God. And now nothing remains. Lone and level sands stretch far away. Pasuk Yud Ches tells us, Kol Malchei Goyim Kulam Shachvu Bekavod Ish Beveso. Each king, at least despite their evilness, has the dignity of burial. But you, Pasuk Yud Tes tells us, will not get such a burial. And our sages explain that Nebuchadnezzar on the one level was buried in his blood-stained clothing. He wasn't given the dignity of a pure burial, but even after he was buried, his son, Evil Marduk, was told he was going to be the king, and he was so terrified of his father and his father's cruelty that he didn't believe that his father was dead. And he thought that if his father was alive and had found out that he was crowned as king during the life of his father would kill him. And he was so scared of his father, Nebuchadnezzar, that the people had to bring up the corpse of Nebuchadnezzar to show his son that he is indeed dead, and thus he could occupy the throne without being scared of him. This, in other words, the wickedness of Nebuchadnezzar comes to haunt him even in death, as people are too afraid of allowing him to rest peacefully in the grave. And that's what Pasuk Chaf means when it says, Lo sechati tam bekfura, ki artzacha shichakta amcha haragta, because you were such a bloody murderer. So even in death, they will not allow you to rest because they're too scared of you and they're going to bring up your body. Pasuk Chaf Beis tells us, V'kamti alehem ne'um Hashem tzvakot, Hashem will come up against the Babylonians. V'hichrati le'bavel, and I will cut down from Bavel, shame, u'she'er, nin v'necha. These are all different words, their name and their remainders and their children. But Chazal tell us that these four things represent different things. Shame is writings. There'll be no Babylonian writings that people are going to read and learn. Nin is the kingdom. There is no kingdom of Bavel. She'er is the language. People don't speak Babylonian anymore. And Neched is the descendant of Nebuchadnezzar that maybe potentially could have outlived them, which is Vashti. Even Vashti will die. Everybody will be wiped out. There will be nobody left. Ne'um Hashem, says Hashem. And Hashem says, I promise you, you know that I fulfill my promises and you know this is going to happen. I'll tell you how you know this is going to happen. Because I did this to Asher. I promised, remember, that I would destroy Yeshayahu, and I did. We have to remember that Yeshayahu is prophesizing about the destruction of Bavel before he even sees Bavel. And thus, he has to give evidence of what's going to happen because it's so far removed from the reality. And that's why Pasuk Chaf Dalet says, Nishba Hashem Tzvakos Lemor, Hashem promises saying, Im lo kasher dimiti kein hayata, just as I say, that's what's going to happen. Or kasher ya'atzti hitakom, and just as I advise, that is what's going to establish. Just like I did to Asher, Pasuk Chaf Hei, Nishbor Asher ba'artzi ve'al har avosenu, when Asher came and approached my mountain, approached my land, approached Jerusalem, I struck them down. Because as important as you think you are, Nebuchadnezzar, you aren't so important. Pasuk Chaf Zayin, ki Hashem tzvakos ya'atz, umi yafer, ve'yadonatuya umi yashivena. Because Hashem is the one who advised, who can change his mind? His hand is outstretched as a sign of punishment, as we read in previous prakim, umi yashivena, and who can turn it back? That ends the prophecy to Bavel. And then our perek ends with a description of what's going to happen to the Plishtim. And this, we know, it seems to be referring to a time just after the death of Ahaz. Pasuk Chav Ches tells us, Bishnat Mos Melech Ahaz, Haya HaMasa Hazeh. This Masa, this vision about the, regarding the Plishtim occurs after the death of Ahaz. Let's remember that Ahaz is the father of Chizkiyahu. Chazal tell us that when Ahaz became the king, the people of the Plishtim rejoiced. Why? Because his predecessor, Uzziyahu, really put the Plishtim in their place. Uzziyahu, when he was still righteous before he got Tzora'as, Uzziyahu pushed away the Plishtim, brought goodness into the land and really repelled the enemies. After he died, when Ahaz took over, Ahaz was such a weak king and was so busy running after idol worship that the Plishtim once again gained power. They gained land. They conquered land. And the Psukim now tell us, Al tismachi pileshet kulech. Don't celebrate, you people, the Plishtim, now that Ahaz is dead, because now you're going to have a new king which is going to bring back the Jewish people's dignity, which will cause you to once again be sidelined and pushed back out of their land. So the happiness that you were feeling during the lifetime of Ahaz, it's over. It's not going on anymore. Ki nishbar shevet makech. Because even though the staff that hit you during the time of Uzziyahu was broken, it's going to come back again. Ki mishoresh nachash yetze tsefa. Because from the root of a snake is going to come a viper. You think Uzziyahu was bad. Wait till you meet Chizkiyahu. He's going to hit you even stronger. Upir yosh saraf ma'ofef. And his offspring will be a flying serpent. Chizkiyahu is going to stop you from any happiness that you had in the time of Ahaz, Plishtim. Go home. It's over for you. The Jewish people will once again have peace and tranquility, and you won't bother them anymore. Pasuk Lamed. V'ra'u b'chorei dalim ve'evyonim levetach yarbitzu. The poor and the weak are going to graze in good pasture, and they're going to have peace, and they will lie down in peace and in safety. You will no longer be a threat. And when you send out spies to go check out what the land of Israel looks like under the authority of Chizkiyahu, they're going to come back and they're going to tell you the truth. Maya ane malachei goy. What will your messengers tell you? Ki Hashem yisad Zion, because Hashem has returned to Zion. Uba yechesu ani yamo, and in it, the poor of Am Yisrael are finding shelter. Please God, we should merit once again to have our enemies to come and check out Eretz Yisrael, and also to say Ki Hashem yisad Zion. Hashem's here, guys. Uba yechesu ani yamo, and even those impoverished and those who are in need of our people will find shelter in Eretz Yisrael. Thank you for learning with me today. Our learning today was sponsored L'Refua Shalema L'Yonina Sima Bas Daphne Hinda Jennifer Hayakara Shalano U'Lepitzu'ei Tzahal Achenu Hayakarim B'Toch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael Nina V'Chaim Shenka.